All the way.
Never pause, boy. So you can do by swing hands, both hands, because it's only three beats. You have, if you don't want to use the same hand, you get switch hand. It's like 26-8, it goes over.
Yeah!
from the sucker forest?
What?
The boys are coming from being from the initiation.
And the initiation was very intense, right?
Yep.
For it lasted for what, a few weeks?
But I stayed there for a few weeks, about sometime. Could be days, depending how strong you are. They can let you out or you want real quick. So to become a man from their boyhood to their adulthood.
It was their bar mitzvah.
Yeah, their bar mitzvah, yeah.
Their bar mitzvah.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. You can see these boys come out, they're so strong, it's amazing. See them dance, that dance. They wear fair, or like animal fair, like cats. Uh-huh. See them flip around. And it's done with a big calabash. It's called bulong. It's like a big, you know the kora?
Yeah.
The kora has like 24 strings, but this one only have sometimes two, sometimes three. And you sit there like this, and as you bang on the gourd, you have a piece of stick in your hand, and you're brushing on that leather. Like it's the string,
yeah,
made of leather. You can hear the sound. You should go and look into it. You're gonna see those people days on YouTube. I mean, fierce. Bolohi. B-O-L-O-H-E. Bolohi. 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 Bolohi.
Bolero.
Did that come from
this?
Bolero come from which country? I'm not sure.
From Spanish.
I don't know, maybe.
It's not Bizet.
Yeah.
Bizet
or Carmen.
It's
but,
Spanish, no?
But, yeah.
You got that on the thing?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So, Yaya, did you go through that?
No, I couldn't. I was too scared. I mean, lazy Yaya, I can't.
So you had the option?
No.
She didn't have the option.
You don't have option. You got to go through it. But I didn't go to the cycle because I was in the city.
Right.
So I didn't.
It's not as intense as in rural.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in the city, you're your dad, you get whipped a lot. Which is okay. In the village, you get whipped more. when you go through it, you know, but just to be.
Would you
survival.
Have to kill an animal or something?
Don't kill animals.
No?
Learn how to survive, how to feed yourself. some of them become hunter and everything. Yeah, they're hunters too, yeah.
Do they learn that dance during the time?
Yeah, they teach them how to dance, and some of them get circumcised at that moment. Yeah, big boys when they come out, you know. And the ladies also, the ladies is called Ungorong, that's different than the boys. But it's somewhat kind of the same, a little faster rhythm. Ladies play like this. Hold on. And when they come out, they want to show that they are adult now. They will come out without top. No bras, and to celebrate that they young, yeah, we are now our young ladies, and they dance really, really well. There's so much to learn, but you're too young, I cannot share that information with you.
Can we learn that song?
We don't know.
No, you're too young. No, I don't want to get fired.
In a few years, you guys.
You got it? You got Bolo? You looking for it?
A bolero.
A bolero.
It is considered, it's a Cuban dance. I mean, uh-huh. It's typically Cuban, like the rumba also. And anyway, it says here, in Cuba, the bolero is usually written in 2-4 time, whereas elsewhere often in 4-4 time. The tempo for the dance is about 120 beats per minute, so that's 2 per second. The music is a gentle Cuban rhythm related to a slow song.
Do we have a video for it?
Song is like very typical.
Do you have a video for it on YouTube? We could. I'm sure there's something on YouTube.
Yeah, I didn't look for
it. I don't remember, in Ivory Coast during, back in the day, when Portugal, people from Portugal and came and settled to the Ivory Coast when they were taking slaves. They couldn't take people from the Ivory Coast. Especially they were taking the one from the West because they were rough people. They decided to leave them alone. They're coming from Liberia, close to Liberia.
Yeah, mommy as well.
Yeah, so we have like town named after people from Portugal. Like San Pedro is a village, it's a town in Ivory Coast. A lot of different, like Trash Laplain is like name of different people, slave masters who came to the Ivory Coast. So I don't know, bolero, bolovi, I gotta look.
But if it's Cuban, that's probably what someone's saying, roots, the rhythm. Right, there's all that. Yeah. Because it's African.
Yeah, Afro roots.
That's plains, yeah, in Cuba, yeah. And end up over there.
Okay.
Thank you. I hope we learned something today. And it's always good to be back. Happy New You again. Happy New You.
Oh, Happy New You.
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't know Auld Lang Syne?
No, what's that? Can you please sing something?
Oh, sit down.
Come sit. Before I start dancing.
Give him a song.
Okay, so this is a traditional Scottish New Year song.
Scottish.
At 12 midnight on the first day of the new year.
Oh.
Traditionally sung at midnight.
Okay.
So start with the first one.
Okay.
And the chorus goes after each verse.
Okay.
To Madras,
uh-huh.
And I learned this song
in
Arabic.
Enough to get through.
Out of the madrasa.
Is that what it means? Some remembering?
Oh my God. I'm going to keep this.
For all the members.
This is funny.
As in, traditionally in Scotland, you stand.
That's why I don't know who I am.
You stand in a circle.
She said,
like this.
You said, yeah, quack, quack.
You said, yeah, yeah. So this is how you do it. You cross hands like this. And you go.
And it doesn't matter which one is on the.
Forgotten and never brought to mind.
Oh yeah, I used to have a boss. Is going by the security. I brought two chairs because the rest are still in PDC security. Do not remove.
Oh, we're finding some. We're finding. She's looking.
Yeah, pardon. Let's do that. Okay.
She's looking.
She's looking. I tell her she's looking.
But your drum was in the carrier, right?
Like
in the car. Yours. But okay, this is. Oh, thank you very much. This is.